Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Nina, Peter, Nina and Peter Kahn of Elite Show Band. Thanks for having a drink with me tonight.
Thank you.
Nobody likes to drink alone.
That's right.
Despite what you may have heard about me. Now let's get something straight right off the bat. Is it Elite Show Band or Elite Show Band?
It's Elite Show Band.
Okay.
It's Elite Show Band.
So it is the show that is elite.
That's correct.
And that's not just fluff. I mean, you guys bring the party. I mean, for real. This isn't your grandma's little party band. I mean, this is performance. And I think the largest the set is what, did we say 15 members?
We go up to a 15-piece band. We've actually been thinking about going larger, but right now we go up to a 15-piece configuration.
15's enough to handle.
It is enough to handle, and it's a lot to look at and a lot to hear, but it's pretty great, yeah.
And I think that's really what makes this unique, and you know, because I'm a big old-fashioned guy, you know, so I love the days of the, you know, big old bands where you'd walk into a nightclub in Hollywood, you know, and you could see everybody up on stage and everybody dancing and the cocktail tables and things. That's a lot to manage, though, which is probably why a lot of those bands aren't around anymore. So when you travel the world, which you do, how do you wrangle everybody? I mean, that's really the business end of this, I guess.
It's true. It's a constant challenge. We've had some members that have come and gone. We've hired musicians while we were in Europe, from California, from Albuquerque, if you can believe it.
I can.
And in some cases, they've worked out great. In some cases, not. But, you know, it's all about having fun.
That's showbiz.
Yeah. It is showbiz. Absolutely. And, you know, it's hard with that many people. What's amazing about, you know, being in a band is people do listen with their eyes. So even though as a six-piece we pack a punch, it's still the whole visual of having 15 people up there is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice for us. You know, it's a little more energy to feed off of. I actually think it's easier when we have more people because I feel like I'm like, oh, I've got some help up here.
And if somebody hits a sour note, there's more people to blame it on. You know,
exactly.
It sort of diffuses
them.
Not that you're ever hitting a wrong note.
Never.
Because you're both professionals, have a long history in music and entertainment. Let's start with you, Nina. How did you come to be part of this crazy operation?
Well, actually, I was a musical theater girl growing up. So I did a lot of training at Pittsburgh Musical Theater, right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And it's actually great because now my son is actually starting to train there as well. He's 3, so...
Start him young.
I'm trying not to be a stage mom about it. I'm trying to, like, sit back and just let him do it if he likes it. If he wants to.
Well, that's just what Judy Garland said. And look how that turned out.
Oh, my God. And, but when I was working on Disney, because, of course, you know, you move to New York, you do all kinds of stuff, and you get a job at Disney, and you go, you know what, let's give it a try. And when I was working there, I met Peter, and when we started dating, he said, you know, do you want to give this a shot? I'm not sure if you'll like being in this industry. It's a little of a parallel step, you know, for what you're doing. And I said, okay. And he said, try it for 2 months. If you don't like it, you never have to do it ever again. And I said, okay, let's give it a shot. And honestly, I didn't have to get up at 9 a.m. for ballet class. I didn't have to do any of that stuff. So I was like, you know
what?
You've
sold me already.
I was like, Do you have any openings? I was like, I think I can handle this, right? And that had its own sets of challenges, but man, I was so happy after I did that because my schedule is great, you know. I love starting work in the evening time, and, you know, it's great. I'm a night owl anyway, so.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, I agree. Now, can you verify the facts of this story?
It's true. We did meet while working at Disney. We both started a contract together. The thing is that when we first met, we were just acquaintances. Mm. We knew of each other in the different departments. This was in the beginning of 2004. Mm-hmm. And then we went our separate ways for 2 years. I traveled with my band around the world, and she, Nina, went to New York, and as well as all over the United States. And just by chance, we ended up working for Disney again 2 years later in 2006, where we met again. And this time, things were a little bit different. Uh-huh. The stars aligned, and we fell in love. We got engaged after about 30 days, mm-hmm. and almost a year to the date, we got married, and we're now happy parents and happy musicians and entertainers, so it's great.
So it is like a Disney fairy tale.
Did they
get a hold of this? Do they know about this?
It's kind of, well, they know. You know what's amazing is we worked for Disney for like 9 years, and they were like, you guys seriously stuck it out. And even because we met on a cruise ship, too, a lot of people say cruise ship relationships don't last, and most of the time, that's true. But we were one of the lucky ones, I guess. And we do have some friends that it also has worked out for them as well. And we're 7 years going strong, so we're doing good.
It warms my icy heart to hear a story like that. So, you know, we do have to, you know, say for the record, it is not just coincidence that you both share the same last name. You are a married working couple.
Yes,
and that's wonderful to see because, yeah, in show business, especially one in which you travel a lot, mm-hmm. I think that's a real challenge.
Absolutely.
So how is working together?
Working together, what's amazing is we found how it works for us now. Like now, we don't have to talk to each other. Like we can take one look and it's fine.
Instinct.
We know exactly where we're going, you know what I mean? Which is great. The great thing is we're very opposite, so we work very well together because where I kind of fall short, he picks up and vice versa. And when, you know, one of us comes up with a crazy idea, the other one will go, maybe we should think about that or sleep on that or, you know, whatever the case may be.
That's a talent, too.
It's definitely, it is. And it's definitely, you know, a lot of couples can't work together. And I can see, I mean, I've seen other couples try to do it, but really, we've kind of found a way to make it work. It did take a few years to kind of tweak how that, you know, how we talk to each other and when we talk about business and when we go out on a date, don't talk about business, you know, put the phone down or whatever it is. But now we have our rules that kind of works for us. I mean, we kind of do everything together. We work out together, we do everything, so.
Yeah.
We're kind of lucky.
We train like athletes to do
we
what
do.
We do.
We do. Yeah.
You're a team.
Yeah,
we are
a team.
In the true sense of the word.
We are a team, yeah.
I was disappointed to hear that Captain and Tennille broke up. Did you hear that?
Yes, we did.
I mean, I really
love
was.
Love will keep us together.
And of course, that's what everybody was saying, but I was like,
Yeah.
You know, so now when I hear that song, I'm just kind of a little
sad,
like,
right?
Yeah. But hang in there, guys.
Yes, hang in there. That's right.
I don't want
to
read about you in the tabloids.
Right. No,
you know?
No. Won't be doing that, so that's good.
Now, traveling the world, you're based here in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. but you do travel a lot all around the globe with the Elite Show Band.
Right.
So people must like you.
I hope so.
I think we've had some compliments here and there. And
yeah.
So it's been really great, and we've been very fortunate to be able to not just be together, but be able to get these types of experiences and travel around and see some beautiful places and eat some great food. And just the experiences are you know, fantastic.
So what are some of the stamps on your passport? Where have you been?
Well, some of our passports have been outstamped where we had to get new ones because they've been stamped so much.
That's a great feeling. So.
You know, we've been all over Europe. We've been to Asia, Japan. We've been to Thailand, South America, of course, the United States.
Mm-hmm. Now, to what degree do you adjust your repertoire? Let's say if you go to Japan, I mean, are you playing the same thing that you might be playing at a wedding here in Pittsburgh?
You know what? That is a great question.
It is a great
question. When we actually went into a different country, we thought, these people don't even speak English. What are we going to do? But the thing is, they love the music regardless, and they're all familiar with the 70s, the 80s.
The Beatles.
The current stuff, the Beatles. They all know it, and they sing along.
They do. It's amazing. Really, honestly, when we're kind of stuck, you can play the Beatles or Celebration, and most people in other countries will, they know the words to those songs, and you're like, okay, we're okay right now, we're good. But it is, I mean, it's amazing to feel like you have people on the dance floor and they have no idea what you're saying. And then part of our shtick is kind of, he talks to the audience a lot, but he's like, I'm just gonna go with it and we'll just see how it goes. And you know what, it's nice to know that they do accept that and they have the same love of music. And I only wish that we knew more about, you know, other cultures' music sometimes, mm-hmm. because I feel like that's a shame. But, you know, but I think it's great because they all know the classics, mostly like 50s and 60s and 70s, really popular with other countries. But
it's true. Do you ever get to do any original music? Do either of you create original works?
You know, as a working band, we don't play any of original stuff because people, they hire us for their corporate parties, mm-hmm. and they really have a tight program where they want us to kind of fit in and get, you know, their audiences going and dancing. And a lot of it is just that by popular music and stuff that they are familiar with. Of course, we would love to be able to do that, but, you know, maybe sometime in the future.
You got to tell them our name, though. We had, at one point, we were recording some stuff when we were living in Florida, and mm-hmm. we just decided to do it, like, as a side project, mm-hmm. and we were Rocks and Candy. That's who we were. So, like, we had a whole stand. Like, I had the short hair, like,
so that wasn't just the name of the band. You were Rocks, you were Candy.
Yeah, and it was.
And I had hair at that time, too.
You did have hair at that time. And you had, like, frosted tips at that time. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wait, what year are we going back to here?
Oh, this is only 5-6 years
ago. Oh, my God.
I said, since he heavies, he's lost all his hair. I'm so sorry, honey. I was like, I must be stressful or something. But, hey.
Well,
I've been having kids, that doesn't help.
Oh, well.
You know. It's stressful enough as it is.
So, you know, back to the traveling that you do, you know, if I so much as want to go to Florida for a weekend, I mean, I jam everything into one little carry-on and I put it up there. What are the logistics of traveling with a band? I mean, I'm curious about that because
absolutely.
I don't mind flying. It's mm-hmm. it's the little tedious things of flying, like, you know, luggage and all this.
Right.
And, you know, I have enough trouble just getting that one bag on and off, let alone what, I guess you got trumpets, guitars, people.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, going, for example, to Thailand was weeks, probably about 2 months in preparation, especially for the visas that, you know, we had to coordinate. And, of course, to travel. The cost and the hotels, the pickup at the airport, and plus all the gear just in itself,
yeah.
and to be able to stay there for 3 months. So a lot of that is just a lot of planning. It can be done, and it is done all the time with bands all over the world. It's just a lot of, you know, front end work that we have mm-hmm. to do. Sometimes.
And we do make a spectacle, but we actually joke about this because when you have a child, it's easier traveling with a child than it is traveling yeah. with bandmates.
Listen, not if you're the guy in the seat in front of them.
That's
all right,
true.
Let
that
me just
so
tell
true.
You.
That is so true. But I will say it's amazing because when you have children with you, they're like, "Oh, go ahead, right through. Can I help you with your bag?" But if you have a guitar, it's like, "No way!" Like, we'll be pushing, like, and we've had like everybody in a lineup pushing these huge carts, and they're like, "Nina, get on that one." I mean, and there's no, like, that's like a workout for the day. But I mean, there is a certain amount. You get used to it after a while.
Okay.
We don't travel quite as heavy as we used to.
No.
What's nice now is a lot of the times we'll try at this point. We're fortunate enough to know people in a lot of cities that we can say, okay, we're going to get this production company
okay.
and we're going to go with as light as we can. So.
But note to self, get some kids.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
Yeah.
Just carry, exactly.
Like rent a few for the week.
You'll breeze right through.
Bless you in front of everybody. It's amazing. It's fantastic.
What's the craziest audience you've ever had?
Craziest audience? Wow, there's been many.
For good or ill?
We've had some audience members that have been, you know, pretty inebriated where, you know, they're on the dance floor and it's almost like entertaining for us because we're standing there and we're watching, we're going, this person's going down.
Yeah, you can,
sure enough, you know, you ever have that moment when you see everything in slow motion
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we've seen that where people are falling back and it's slow motion. We're like, oh, they're going to go in. Bam, they go down. And so those types of things happen.
You're probably experts at spotting, you know, when somebody's had too much.
Oh, yeah.
I had to keep you around the set of Berg Vivant then. Oh, you know? Yeah. We could use that eye around here.
It's always that one bridesmaid, and you're like, she's going to fall out of her dress, and she's going to fall on the floor.
Oh.
And you know, it's at like the classiest place. It's not like, it's just, but it still happens.
But I do want to tell you one. We did one wedding down in Florida, and the dance floor was jam-packed. And not only was the bride crowd surfing, the groom was crowd surfing, and then they got their 70-year-old grandmother crowd surfing, and I mean, everything was all out there. And
she was from Ireland, though. They were an Irish family, yeah. And they had gotten rained out on their ceremony, so they were just like,
it was all pent up.
It was all pent up.
But you know, how nice that you were there to deliver for them. That's,
yeah.
that's fantastic. So, global audiences versus Pittsburgh audiences. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about our hometown of the Steel City.
Well, I'm the one who's from Pittsburgh. I grew up here. And honestly, Pittsburgh audiences are great. They get really into it. They like their classic rock. Mm-hmm. So that's nice because really in the base of what we do, we always say we do all of the styles, but the base of what we do, we're a rock band. But I don't like to scare people when I say that, but absolutely. And Pittsburgh people love that. You know, they love the classics and they love to have fun, you know, like whereas maybe a California audience, they like to be impressed first. They sit back and they watch you. And then after about 15 minutes, if they think that you're good, they'll get on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a level of Pittsburgh people will jump right in. And I love that because they're like, great, you know what? We're here to have a good time. I'm not gonna waste a minute. I'm gonna get up and just, you know, enjoy myself. So that's what I love about Pittsburgh, and you know, you obviously see it in the sports and everything too. So that's great. The only thing is it's hard because when there is a sports game going on, we have a hard time because if there's like a playoff game or whatever, I'm like, why are people just zoned out? And here they're on their phones looking at, you know, it's like.
But you know, thank you for bringing that up because I think you know. I mean, love the Steelers, love the Penguins. Of course, I'm a Pittsburgher. I cannot not know love them. But it's a challenge when you are an artist of any kind. That you really do have to plan your life around around that. You know, there have been so many times where I'll be on the phone with somebody, oh, great, yeah, this is wonderful, let's get together, let's go down and have dinner, oh, Sunday, yeah, what time, great, great, perfect, see you there. Oh, wait a minute. There's a game. Well, nice knowing you, because forget it. Don't try to go downtown. Don't try to go anywhere. If you think you're going to have a quiet meal any place, you're dreaming.
Right.
You've got to plan around it.
Exactly.
See, and I hope that folks from other cities watch this because this is what is beautiful and challenging about our city. But on the subject of challenges, being parents in the midst of all this travel and performance, how's that working out for you?
It's
great.
It's great. You know, you learn so much about yourself being a parent, you know, just like when you teach or something, you know, if you start teaching and you learn a lot about yourself. And I've become more patient since I've been a parent, so that's good. Not a lot, just a little. Just a little more.
I think a lot would say they become less patient.
Yeah.
I know. I think my mother would tell you that.
Some people do. You know, what's amazing is I realize that if I just calm down, then he's gonna calm down. But if I work myself up, then it's over. He knows like what buttons to push.
Where do you learn that from?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And he's a little ham, and he's just potty trained, so that's actually a huge event in our
life. Oh, congratulations.
So it is it's a big deal. We told him that, you know, he was all excited about preschool next year, and I said, well, that's fine, but you have to be potty trained. So we did the whole thing. We watched the movies. We read the books. And he's doing pretty good.
He's doing great, yeah.
Thanks to some Disney, you know, undies and props and all that stuff. They've got little cars, toilet seats.
You know, he'll have an accident, maybe wet the bed here and there, but who doesn't, you know?
So I hope he's not going to watch this. He'll be mortified to hear that we're talking about this.
It's like when he's a teenager.
But now, get ready for this segue, okay?
Okay.
Speaking of training.
Okay.
Peter, you are ear trained on everything you do. Now that, come on, that was a segue of segues. I went from potty training to musical
That's
training.
Amazing.
Yeah. this is why I do what I do. Yeah. So you have trained completely by ear,
That's correct.
And I mean, as if I wasn't envious enough of your careers to begin with, somebody that can just, boom, get it. I can't read music. I think maybe I should get back to that. I took piano lessons once. It didn't work out well. But I mean, everything you've done is just picked up like that.
Yeah, you know, my ears tell me if they're right or wrong. And I started out playing my brother's acoustic, and nobody actually even knew. I used to go in his room and play his acoustic when he wasn't home.
Well, secret's out now.
Yeah. And I did that for probably about a year. I just sat there and figured it out. I guess I had a lot of time on my hands. And eventually it just grew into something that was a part of me. And so same with the singing, you know, it just... just an expression of what you have inside. So it was just really great.
Well, I felt a little, you know, undermatched today. So I brought, you know, this is the only thing that I could, you know, kind of reference.
Okay.
Maybe we can get something going here if you guys are like into improv. Okay. But I mean, even this is a little advanced for me. So
right,
I'm a little,
right.
I haven't really practiced much.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
I don't know. Do you think there might be a place for me in the elite show band? I mean, maybe way in the back. I could just be like,
I think, you know, absolutely.
I can get a rock beat going on this.
Some cowbells. So I'm like, yeah, we
now,
can do that.
Cowbell, you get one note, okay?
That's
I got
true.
Ding, 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 ding. Look at this.
That's
am,
true.
I, am I selling you here?
And if we had this, like, black with, like, some gold glitter across
and picture, like the lights
like,
and all the colors,
awesome.
You know? Let's see.
I just think, yeah, we just added a new member right there.
Literally. Uh-huh. I think I'm trying to get... I got you, babe. That's
well,
what I sound.
Let me
I heard
take this
a little
bit here. Step farther. You play that. What do you say we do a little? You mentioned I got you, babe.
Are
so
you kidding me? Oh, we're gonna jam.
Oh, we're gonna jam. I love it.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know if all that's true. Me and baby, I got you.
Babe,
I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
Oh, I'm in.
You're hired.
I'm in.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And you're dressed like for, you're ready. You're ready to go.
See? Do you guys need like a Don Pardo, like an announcer or anything like that?
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Morris Landsberg invites you to the fabulous Flamingo Hotel for the nightclub performance of Elite Show Band.
Or get like the microphone to come from the ceiling and like come
like it's a wrestling
awesome.
Match. Yes, because you wrestle with the muses every night on stage.
I love that. I love that.
But we can see you locally here coming up at a few things. Get rid of my xylophone. It's not far, don't worry. If we, you know, if the urge strikes us. Yes, but you'll be performing at the One Sensational Gala, an evening of celebration honoring Dr. Ken Gargaro, founding director of Pittsburgh Musical Theater. That's September 19th coming up.
Yeah.
And that'll be at PMT's headquarters in the West End, so we can see you tear it up at that. And that's a fundraiser for...
Yes.
For PMT, so it's a very good reason to go out and have a good time.
Absolutely.
And then we've got the River Life Party at the pier, Golden Glam, love it, presented by PNC, and that is Friday, September 5th. And that's the Riverfront Amphitheater at Rivers Casino on the North Shore. Tickets go on sale July 1st. They've been on sale.
Right.
We got to get moving.
Yeah. You know, think James Bond, Monte Carlo type of feel. Yeah,
Casino Royale.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty. It's
they're kind of asking people to wear anything that sparkles and shines, or gold is fine too. So that'll be fun. So I'm like on the search for some awesome gold dresses.
This has not narrowed it down for me at all.
it's a whole closet full.
And
of
we're going to have the big band there. So
this is the big band.
Yeah,
very good.
Absolutely. And of course, for Pittsburgh Musical Theater, for their gala, for us, of course, it's a huge cause for us because we are very attached to Pittsburgh Musical Theater. Not only did I grow up through the school, but I also teach voice there. I'm a faculty member. And So it's great because we're attached to all of those students, and now my son is a student, and so it's a great cause. So
it's come full circle.
I
had a Zen moment.
I know.
Did you feel
really
it?
Crazy.
That was wonderful. So yeah, you kids can even take lessons with you and learn
absolutely
how to sing just
learn
like you.
Learn how to sing. That's right. And it's amazing because I started with that whole classical musical theater, and then I moved into the more pop rock genre and even speech level singing, which is completely different. I mean, I had a teacher tell me, okay, I'm going to tell you to do something, and it's going to be like feel completely wrong than everything you ever learned. And I was like, great, you know. So I kind of run the gamut of that, so it's great. And Pete also does photography and video as well, so we keep ourselves
in all that spare time you've got.
In all that spare time,
all that spare
between
time.
Traveling, potty training,
all kinds of stuff. Yeah, we try to stay busy. Listen, we're pedaling as fast as we can.
We do.
I always tell
we
people
always
that if you see us. If you've ever seen a duck on a pond, a duck on a pond is nice and graceful. The pond is nice and still, but underneath their feet are going a mile a minute, and that's
kind of us.
Yeah,
come up with that? I like that.
No, our production manager Dave did, and I stole it from him. Sorry, Dave.
I might steal it from you, stealing it from him. That's pretty good. Although I don't know. I think I'm not as if I'm in a tizzy, you can tell. So. This is why we have martinis on.
That's right.
You know?
Hey, why not? It's fantastic.
Wonderful. And if our fellow Pittsburghers are not getting enough of elite show band at events like PMT and PNC and the casino, they can book you. I mean, you're available. I mean, if schedule permitting.
Absolutely.
That's true.
And I don't mean to panic you.
Mm-hmm.
I have no intention of getting married anytime soon.
Okay.
But if I did, and this is a big if, and I wanted to just have the most fantastic, wonderful reception, how would I go about getting you guys to play?
Yeah, all you have to do is go to eliteshowband.com and contact us. Send us an email, a phone call. We're up on technology, so we get back to people pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And everybody wants information today or yesterday.
Well, yeah.
So
we call, we text. I mean,
well, this is why I'm giving you at least 10 years' notice.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, why not?
It's going to be at least that long.
We've done events for every type of person from backyard weddings, events on ranches to very exclusive resorts with high-end celebrities, so it's been pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Like who? Can you name drop?
Well, we've done, we performed on, we did a cruise ship for their inaugural, Florence Henderson, Marion Ross, Susan Olsen, so.
They were all on this cruise ship?
They were all there at the same table on the cruise ship watching our band night after night.
What was the cruise, like Brady Bunch reunion cruise?
You know what it was, is they were, was she the godmother?
Godmother, yeah.
She was the godmother of Florence Henderson, so she breaks the bottle and stuff.
Wait, is this, who was the godmother of Florence Henderson?
Henderson was the godmother of the ship.
Of a brand new ship that was
so
just
they,
being
they
launched.
All, I know, they have godmothers, and then they kind of like christen the ship by like breaking a champagne bottle, and it's a old tradition. So they had the whole cast. They actually had it was Happy Days and Brady Bunch, and
whoa.
So they
and
would
Captain
come and
Steubing.
Hang out.
No, yeah. On a ship,
yes.
On the ship.
You were on a ship with Captain
like
Steubing.
Exactly.
You've got to be kidding me.
It was really,
that's hilarious.
Really. They were all totally cool. They
please
were
tell me he was in his captain's outfit. Please
okay.
Tell me.
Okay, he was in his captain's.
Thank you.
I wish. But no, it was it was really great, and we did some great New Year's Eve gigs where, we were not allowed to take any pictures and everything, but there were a ton of celebrities.
Oh, it was like top secret.
I mean, it's like top, because they want to go and the celebrities want to have a good time without.
Yeah.
They want to let loose, and we can say that we perform for them, so that's good. So Salma Hayek and Hilary Swank and Lou Reed and Donna Karan were there.
At that one party?
At one party, and I.
Actually, we were about to start a set. And this lady walks across the dance floor, slowly, walks right over to me, whispers in my ear. And I said, okay. She walks off, and my wife comes over and says, was that Salma Hayek? I said, yeah. She said, what did she say?
I said, like all excited.
She said, can you play Bruce Springsteen?
Can you play, like, almost like a vampire. He's like, she kind of sounds like a vampire.
Yeah, sounds a little like a vampire. And I said, sure we can. we'll get to it. Yeah, absolutely. So that was kind of
It was cool. I mean, I like, you know, it's great.
Nice
that she,
because Bruce is here. He would really like to hear.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, don't ask for anything about somebody who's here because that would be scary. But it's like even Davy Jones. We performed for Davy Jones, and
he's gone now.
Yeah, I know. We were actually. It was really great. We got to hang out with him in the Turks and Caicos. So
he lives in Pennsylvania, or he lived in Pennsylvania. I thought
he had a ranch. He had a lot of houses. He said he rides horses a lot, and I guess one of his ranches was in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And he did. He would come and visit a lot because he goes, "Oh, you're from Pittsburgh, and I have a ranch, you know, close to there." And I said, "Oh, okay." But he had lifts on. He was.
He was a short guy. Yeah.
But man, I gotta say, know how you meet people really and you cool. go, they just have it. Like, and now I understand why, like, all the ladies, like, would fawn over him, because I met him, and even though he's shorter, and, you know, he's an older guy, and he walked up, and I thought, there's something about him that is just infectious.
Now,
you
that's
know
something,
I mean?
Because the monkeys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the story that they weren't really a band, they were just kind of put together for that TV show? And then they became a band because the TV show was popular?
Right, and it's amazing, and I just wish that, at one time, they were bigger than the Beatles, that they were charted higher than the Beatles were. I don't think it was for a long time, but I do know that at one time that happened, so.
So maybe I need to create a fictional band.
Yes, there you go.
You know,
yeah.
I'll involve the two of you.
Of
you know,
course,
I will need help, and we'll see if we can get just as
we
famous.
Can do,
and
I then got you, babe.
When we get well, right, we've cut our first demo.
Absolutely.
Already. This is, that takes a lot of planning. We need to do it done.
Yeah.
Check that off the list.
Right.
So,
right. I have to tell you one other story.
Yeah, do.
We were doing a cruise in Europe. And I don't know if you know Rex Reed or not. Silver.
Oh, the critic.
The critic.
Yes.
Yeah. He was in. Oh God! Wait a minute. Oh, that horrible movie, the Gore Vidal book, Mira Breckenridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sitting in the sauna. You know, I have a towel over myself, and you know, it was during the day, and you know, we like to relax and stuff. We work hard, but we also, you know. There's some great.
Went on a cruise ship. Yeah.
Now this sauna on this ship particularly wasn't that big. Probably seated by maybe four or five people. The doors open up, the steam goes out, and there's Rex Reed standing.
Very theatrical. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Very theatrical. And I'm like, oh God. Okay. So anyway.
And you recognized him immediately.
I did. Well, we knew he was on the ship, and we had met him earlier. So,
well, congratulations for being cultured and, you know, knowing who Rex Reed is.
Exactly.
I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
Exactly.
So he did come in, and geez, I hope he doesn't see this. And he's not embarrassed by it.
I know.
He
I'm going to tag him.
Yeah.
No.
He
walked in, and he turned around to shut the door. And as he leaned out to shut the door, his towel dropped. Okay.
Completely by accident.
Sure.
So I'm the only one sitting there, and I'm like, oh. And then
here
he shut the door, and he turns around and looks at me and goes, oh, I'm sorry, and pulls up his towel, and I went, okay. And we, you know, shot the breeze for a little while, and, you know, I had to go. And
okay, but it wasn't just that. It was the fact that all cruise long, I swear, like the one day he was giving me the stink eye, and I was like, why is this guy? Of course, I didn't know. I'm, like, not recognizing him, and I'm sitting there. He's like, oh, yeah, that's Rex Reed. And I'm like, he likes you. I swear. He likes you.
You know what it was? It was the frosted tips that I had.
It was.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Good Lord.
It may be.
Maybe.
I'm not going to begrudge you that.
But
I mean,
like,
I can't
awesome.
Speak for
I mean,
Mr. Reed's tastes in anything other
cruise,
than film. But
Rita Moreno was there. Was he interviewing Rita Moreno?
Oh,
and it was Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
And
Steve Forbes.
Steve Forbes was there. Who was the other baseball player?
Johnny Bench.
You really?
Yeah, I was so jealous. Oh
you guys get into these ridiculous nests of celebrities
it's
that you would never think would be in the same place at the same time.
It is.
That is really
it is.
Peculiar.
It was, really, it was very cool.
It's and funny to see them interact.
They were
great.
All really nice people.
They were, yeah.
It was awesome. You know, we had a great time.
Yeah,
all good.
We were pretty lucky, so.
Great. You guys have a beautiful career.
Good
work. Good job.
Thank you. You
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
I mean, you get to, you know, drink martinis in the afternoon. I think this is great.
No, and sometimes in the morning, you know, depending on when
sure.
my guests
well,
are available.
That's right. Yeah.
But
that's right.
It's always 5 o'clock somewhere. I wish I
yes.
could say I came up with that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Pittsburgh is very, very glad to have you, you know, here. When you're here.
That's right.
And
happy to be here.
Well, good. Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to all of the opportunities to see you and wish you well. And yeah, keep us posted. We'll toast again one of these days.
Toast again. I know there's only two. I should be drinking.
Yeah.
Should be trying this.
There's this thing they say musicians, all they do is party and drink. I don't know where they get that from.
Well, no, we've been here half an hour and you've barely touched your
martini.
Yeah. So it's.
I know.
It's,
no, when we're done with our gig, we like to have a glass of wine.
Yeah. Yeah, but what they don't know is our crew has been refilling these, you know, consistently between cuts, you know.
Especially after.
We want to make it look good. Yeah. So, great.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.